Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Welcome to Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. Congratulations, you have arrived at the right place. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light, love. Join us each week for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path. Now, here's your host, Jennifer Longmore.
Welcome, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to Soul Purpose Central. I'm your host, Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. So thrilled that you're here today. And today is a different show than we've done before, but very relevant to you and what's going on now. We're going to be talking about health and fitness and how it relates to supporting you in living your soul's purpose exponentially. So I'm really excited to introduce you to Lisa Petty of lisalive.ca. And if her name sounds familiar, it's because she is a very seasoned veteran on radio and TV. She's actually got her own show, lisalive.ca. And she's been in many publications, national publications like Alive, and Total Health, and Men's Health, Women's World Weekly, and the list goes on and on and on. She's been on many broadcast shows across Canada and newspapers as well. And I know, Lisa, you're actually moving your radio show, which we'll talk about in a moment. But she's going to be talking to us today about how to get in shape. And I've had this topic come up many times over the years after all the people that I've supported. The question is, how can I lose weight or how can I find a successful diet? But there's way more to it than what we often realize. So Lisa's going to support us today in shedding light on that. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce Lisa Petty. Welcome, Lisa.
Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
I am well, thank you. How are you?
I am fabulous now that I'm chatting with you.
Good answer. You get an extra gold star for that.
Good.
That's what it's all about, right? Is the gold star.
Absolutely. I'm a Leo. Give me all the stuff.
Okay, we'll give you a huge shout out. We're going to get an airplane flying over your house with one of those banner things floating in the air.
There we go.
Lisa rocks. So excited you're here, and I know that you are an infinite wealth of information about health. But before we talk about that, I think it's important for all of us to learn more about how you even got on this path to be a health coach and a nutrition expert.
Well, it's funny, and it does align very much with what you talk about on your show, Jennifer. I was, and this might shock you, once upon a time I was a stockbroker.
And ooh.
Every day that I went to work, I had this knot in my stomach about the size of my fist, and because I didn't enjoy it. And I was trapped in a situation where I had a mortgage and I had one child at that time, and I had financial commitments, and so I felt as if I had no choice. But I definitely had, you know, a physical reaction to going to work every day. Well, then when I had my second child, I was able to stay home with him for a little bit longer and did some soul searching and decided I just could not go back to that lifestyle and felt that it really was killing me. So I looked around for a different opportunity that used the same skill sets, and I ended up working as a publicist for a health products company. And I wasn't there very long before I realized that the topic fascinated me, health products and what they did and why we needed them and the importance of supplementing our diets because we're not getting enough of the nutrients that we need from our food because we're either not absorbing them properly or we're not eating them enough, or we live in Canada so we're not getting enough vitamin D, all sorts of things. It just fascinated me. And I was able to combine my love of writing, which I have always had, with this newfound passion for the body and learning how it functioned optimally, I started writing for the different health magazines. And then I thought, well, you know what, I really need some credentials here. So I studied natural nutrition and became certified in natural nutrition. And from there, it has just been just this path that changes every day, and it's quite exciting as I follow it and I guess break my way through. I ended up writing a book called Living Beauty, and it's about creating beauty from within when you have, you know, problems with your skin, eczema, psoriasis, that sort of thing, rather than going to the medications, figuring out what might be causing those problems and fixing them by changing your diet and changing your lifestyle a little bit. And when I started doing that, of course, there was a book launch, and I did a book tour, and I did TV and radio, and I fell in love with all of that, being able to teach on a big scale rather than, you know, one at a time. And so when the opportunity presented itself to start my own radio program, that's what I did, and that's how we met, and that brings us pretty much up to date.
That was a really good nutshell version.
Okay.
And I mentioned earlier that you are moving, and I know you've formally announced it now, so your show is moving to what station?
It is moving to News Talk 610 CKTB, and that is in the Niagara area, and it has a very large reach, so I'm very, very excited about that. And, of course, the show does stream live online at lisalive.ca as well, so all corners of the world can listen in every week.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of things are you covering on your show?
Well, the show is really about creating health. And my definition of health is, I almost could hear your listeners wince when you mentioned today we'd be talking about health, thinking, oh, my goodness, she's going to talk to me about my diet. But when I think about health, I think about body, mind, and spirit, because you can't be truly healthy unless all those parts of yourself are healthy. So that's the focus of my radio show. We have guests on that are about creating fitness through exercise, about changing diets. We have all sorts of medical doctors, naturopaths, nutritionists. So the physical body is taken care of. But then I have lots of experts like you who come on and talk about creating spiritual and emotional health as well. So a mixed bag, but it's all working towards the same goal, which is, you know, creating a healthy experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just wanted to illuminate that for folks so they would get a sense of, you know, what's in it for them. That's what we're all tuned into. That's the radio station we're all tuned into is WIIFM, what's in it for me.
Yes.
How is it going to serve me?
Right.
And you also really skirted over this whole book tour. Whose book tour was that?
Oh, my book tour for Living Beauty.
Yes.
Yeah, the book is the book that was about creating beauty through health.
Yeah, so it's Living Beauty.
Yes.
And how can people learn more about that?
Well, it is available through Amazon.com, Amazon.ca, local bookstores, Barnes & Noble, or Chapters in Canada. It is widely available if anyone's interested. And the book is really about creating sustainable, long-term beauty. And when I say that, I talk about beauty being equal to health. In fact, that's what I write in the book when I give it away, beauty equals health. And when you are healthy, then you just shine with beauty. And the book really does explain to you how your body operates, because we don't learn that in school, and what we need in order to help it to work properly, because anything that you see in the mirror is simply a reflection of what's going on inside your body. So if you're not getting the nutrients that you need, either, as I mentioned earlier, because you're not eating them, or because due to some imbalance in your body, you're just not absorbing them properly, it definitely shows in the mirror. So the book is really good for explaining that sort of thing to people, because let's be honest, vanity is a powerful motivator for people. And when we look in the mirror and we see pimples on our nose, or we see, you know, eczema, that sort of thing, we want to get rid of it, not only because sometimes it's uncomfortable, but it doesn't look very nice either. So lots and lots of information in the book. And the other thing that's important to understand, too, is that the book talks about choices that we make that affect our physical health as well, in terms of beauty products, shampoo, deodorant, that kind of thing, and the chemicals that are in those products that can impact the way that we look and the way that we feel as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had a chance to go through your book, and it's very, very comprehensive. It's the type of book that is really meant to be a reference book, and it has so much information there. Holy cow.
Well, having said that, Jennifer, don't scare people because it's got really short words in it. It's not a science book. You're not going to read it.
No, it's very accessible.
Yeah.
I personally like to have books that I can go back to over and over again and still get something out of it, or when I need to get an answer right away, I can just pick it out and look it up really quickly. And so I love books like that, and I'm sharing that so that folks know that it's, you know, sometimes certain books are just kind of a one-time read.
Right.
And other books are around for a long time. So it's definitely, you know, more than worthwhile to pick it up and have to, you know, focus on perhaps first what an issue is for you and then moving on to other things as well.
Well, when I handed it in to the publisher, she said to me, I didn't know you were writing an encyclopedia.
Mm.
So there you go. It's a beauty encyclopedia.
Yeah, that's exactly what it
is. It's good for men, too. I don't like to, you know, make men feel uncomfortable. It's for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But the intention is to make your outside reflect good health that you hopefully are creating from the inside.
Mm. I love that. Well, when we come back from the break, I'd like to talk more about how our health is related to our purpose, and I can share some anecdotes from my life as well about how it's shifted, you know, the choices that I make. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Lisa Petty.
That you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
As many as 96% of Americans are extremely deficient in iodine. Hi, this is Paul from CN Earth Nutrition. Thankfully, there's a simple step many of us are already taking to help boost the protective benefits of iodine within the thyroid and literally every cell within our body, Emerald C. Emerald C is a rich and rare natural source of iodine from the most nutrient-dense species of seaweed on the planet. If there's enough iodine in our bodies, radioactive fallout is no longer able to concentrate in the thyroid, and it will simply pass through. This is just one of the many benefits of natural, food-based iodine. It not only helps to ensure proper operation of the thyroid and our entire endocrine system, it helps to protect this vital gland from the dangers of radioactive fallout. Knowing this, we can take prudent, precautionary steps to protect ourselves and loved ones from any potential radioactive dangers, including those we already face every day. To purchase Emerald C, visit C, that's S-E-A, and earth.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for joining us. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Soul Purpose Central. I'm your host, Jennifer Longmore, and today we are with our special guest, Lisa Petty of lisalive.ca. And before the break, Lisa was sharing some information about her radio show and her book, Living Beauty, and her story around how she got to this place of being a health coach and a nutrition expert, among many other things. And we talked about how now we're going to switch gears into getting into shape and how that relates to helping us live our purpose more fully. So, you know, Lisa, what I can share, and I don't really talk about this kind of stuff on the air, even with my clients, probably as much as I should. But I've been raw vegan for many years, and my viewpoint is that, first of all, I am in love with my purpose. I want to live as fully as I can for as long as I can. So I really am prepared to invest as much time, money, and energy as needed into my health. I've also been unhealthy in the past. I had a situation many years ago when I was working in child welfare and kind of knocked me on my butt for a few years. So I know what it's like to be unhealthy and how uncomfortable that is. And I also do it for my clients. I feel that it's a disservice and actually, you know, I know this is opinionated, but kind of disrespectful for me to not take the best care of myself so that I can be the best channel possible for the people that I'm serving.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I feel personally that it's so important to focus on how to be healthy, but also how to be in shape.
Yeah, absolutely agree. In fact, I was having a conversation with someone the other day, and this was on Facebook. It wasn't face-to-face, and he'd made a comment about how people are so angry lately. Everybody's got rage issues, and they're so unaware of how other people are trying to react with them and that sort of thing. And my first reaction was, well, it's because everybody's on chemicals. You know, Everybody's... either taking sugar to get up or they're taking caffeine to get up, and then at the end of the day they take this, that alcohol or whatever to come back down, and then there's all the chemicals in the food that we eat and all that sort of thing. It's created this sort of cotton around us, and we really become disconnected. So I think that it really does affect, our physical health does affect so many things about us that I think people aren't even aware of.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And even with respect to getting into shape, I mean, we're just more mobile, we're more flexible. And if we look at the body as a metaphor, when our body is healthy and flexible and mobile and strong and versatile, that says a lot about our mindset and how we're showing up in the world.
Well, absolutely. And your body is talking to you all the time as well.
Mm-hmm.
When we're talking about my book, you know, your body's talking to you by giving you eczema. Well, not only is it giving you bad skin, but eczema is often related to an anger issue. So it's you know, because you get that angry red look, and people say that, ooh, that's an angry looking rash. Well, your body's explaining to you, you've got some anger to deal with, Missy. You know, you've got some things in your life that you need to look at. So your body, it's trying to communicate. But when you're out of shape, and I use that expression intentionally, and we'll talk about why later, but when you're out of shape, I think you miss so many of the clues that your body is trying to give you emotionally and spiritually, because you're either overweight or you're just exhausted or you have no mental energy left, and you're just missing out on so many things.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So what is the first step to getting in shape?
Well, it's based on an acronym, so it helps people to keep in mind or to remember all of the steps, because there are a few steps. And a lot of people, when they've got some, they want to release some weight, the first thing that they think about, oh, is it has to do with my food. It has to do with how much food that I'm eating. And that is a factor, but it's not the first factor. So when we're talking about getting in shape, we're talking about getting enough sleep. We're talking about our hormones. We're talking about our addictions, and that refers to those chemicals that I talked about before, like sugar, caffeine, alcohol, that kind of thing. I don't mean drug addictions, but more daily addictions, even emotional addictions that people have. The P is for portions, and the E, of course, is for exercise. But the first thing that everybody has to do in order to get into shape is to change their mentality about their bodies. So many people think, I will love my body when, dot, 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 when I fit into the designer's jeans, or when I can, you know, run 5 miles, or when I get rid of 20 pounds of extra fat, I'll love my body when. And that doesn't work. It's sort of backwards thinking. If you instead change your thinking to, I love my body now, and I love my body so much that I'm going to honor it with good nutritious food and exercise, then every choice that you make in terms of nourishing your body, it comes from a different place. Mm-hmm. It's not coming from a place of frustration and anger and resentment. It's coming from a place of, I love my body for what it does for me, and I'm going to nourish it. And I can hear some people think, oh, I don't love my body. You should see my body. Well, okay, think about something that your body does for you that you do love. You know, you have eyes that help you see. You have a mouth that helps you talk. You have arms that allow you to embrace the ones that you love. Your body gives you so many gifts every day. And if you even just make an inventory of all of the amazing things that your body allows you to do and get into a place of gratitude for those gifts that your body gives you, it becomes a whole lot easier to then honor that the gift of your body with proper food and activity.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, because I can hear people saying, too, well, I don't even know where to start. You know, sometimes we can't, you know, it's kind of like a gratitude list. Some people are like, I really can't even think of something I'm grateful for. I really can't think of something that I can love my body about. Is that something that you help people with when you're doing nutrition coaching?
Well, yes, because I really do believe it's the first step. And if you get to a place where that's your motivation, that you want to honor your body for everything that it gives you, it becomes so much easier. So absolutely, getting into a place of gratitude makes everything so much easier to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's break this down a little more. So sleep.
I know. Yeah. So one more thing, too, that I would like people to do. If you feel as if you're overweight, I want you to focus on changing your language. Lots of people say they want to lose weight. Well, what's the first thing you do when you lose something?
You
want to
find
it. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Or if you want to drop weight, well, when you drop something, you tend to bend over and pick it back up again.
Mm-hmm.
So be careful of your language and focus on creating a fit body rather than losing or dropping anything.
Mm-hmm.
So as we create a fit and healthy body, one of the easiest things that you can possibly do, and for some people it sounds like the most difficult thing, is go to bed and sleep 8 hours a night. There are so many things that happen in your body while you're asleep that if you don't get enough sleep, statistics show that people gain I actually have the statistics here, and I do want to bring them up, how much weight you actually do lose, or sorry, gain. Insufficient nighttime sleep among, and this is even starts with babies and preschoolers. Babies and preschoolers who don't get enough sleep tend to be overweight as they get older. It's also a risk factor for adolescent obesity in boys and girls in middle school. And parents aren't necessarily aware of this, but your youngster, up until they're a teenager, needs about 11 hours of sleep a night. And there are lots of kids not getting anywhere near that. And it's setting them up for carrying extra weight later on in life.
Mm.
In fact, every hour, less than 11 hours that a child sleeps a night is associated with a risk of being overweight when they become a teenager. So that's important to keep in mind, too. Mm-hmm. And women who sleep less than 6 hours per night have significantly greater odds of obesity than women who sleep between 7 and 8 hours a night. And it's the same thing for men. Men who sleep less than 8 hours a night, their body mass index goes up with every hour of sleep that they don't get. So it sounds like a waste of time to go to bed, but so many things are going on in terms of your different hormones stabilizing, in terms of repair, in terms of getting your cortisol, which is the stress hormone, under control, that mm-hmm. we need to go to bed and get to sleep.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, because sleep is really critical, and I can hear a lot of people saying, oh, yeah, but, you know, I have this or I have that or this is happening or I just can't sleep and I try. Now, how do we strive to have better sleeping patterns?
Well, there are lots of things that we can do, and please keep your children in mind while you're absorbing this information. If you're a parent, first of all, you just insist that your child go to bed at the right time, and you might come up with some resistance, but as a parent, I really believe that you need to be a benign dictator, because you know what's better for them. You know what's best for their health, so make sure your kids are going to bed. In terms of adults who are having trouble going to sleep at night, there's lots of little tricks that you can do. First of all, make sure that you don't have a television in your bedroom or a computer in your bedroom, because the later at night that you're playing with those devices or, you know, being mesmerized with the television, you're getting those electromagnetic frequencies that actually are stimulating. So that is going to be a factor in not being able to fall asleep at night. Stress, of course, is a huge issue. So if you find you're having challenges coping with your stress, you want to exercise, but you want to do that first thing in the morning. So get up and have some vigorous activity, even if it's just to get started, walk around the block. Then, you know, next week maybe you can walk around 2 blocks, that sort of thing. You want to burn off your stress so that you can fall asleep easier at night. Another really easy one is make sure you don't eat for at least 3 hours before you go to bed. So if you're going to bed at 11, you don't want to be eating past about 8 o'clock at night. Do you want more?
Well, that's a great place to pause for now.
Okay.
We'll take a quick break, but definitely want to go into this more when we come back. So we'll be right back in a moment.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com. Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Lower back pain. What is it costing you? Lost wages? Repeated doctor visits? Painkillers that don't work? Just not doing the things you love? The newly patented Vacupractor relieves that pain simply, inexpensively, and from the privacy of your own home. The patented Vacupractor works using vacuum pressure. This pressure stretches muscles, restoring the proper nerve function and reducing the possibility of disc failure. Finally, a simple, effective treatment that works.
For more information about the Vacupractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for staying with us. I'm your host, Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. And today we are with Lisa Petty of LisaLive.ca, talking about health and getting in shape and all of the things you need to know to really make sure you have vibrant health so that you can fully live your purpose. So, Lisa, before the break, you were giving us lots of great examples of how to shift our sleep patterns. And there's a few other things that you mentioned as far as using SHAPE as an acronym. And one of the things that stands out to me is addictions. It's a heavy word for a lot of people. There's a lot of sort of programming around that and association. But you were specifically referring to addiction to chemicals. So how do we let that go?
That one takes commitment because, you know, I think the most recent estimates now on the number of, or the amount of sugar that we actually consume in a year has increased now to close to 175 pounds per adult. And that is up from, I think, 14 pounds when they started counting, which was just, you know, in the last century. So we're eating way, way, way too much sugar. And all sorts of nutrition experts and doctors have made lots of connections to sugar consumption, and cavities is the first one that comes to mind. But all sorts of things and diseases have been related to the amount of sugar that we actually consume in our diet. So if we could work to eliminate things like sugar, and the reason that I call it an addiction, you say it's a heavy word. It is, but I defy people to tell me that they're not addicted to that sweet taste. I mean, first of all, it's built into our physiology to actually crave that, because, you know, in the summertime, our caveman ancestors all those generations ago would stock up on all the berries and all the sweet things to help them gain weight so that they could survive the lean winter months. And our bodies haven't changed that much in the last 10,000 years. So we actually are programmed to crave sweet. The problem is that it's everywhere. And we need to become aware. That's the first step, to become aware of how often we eat sugar. And when I talk with clients, very often they say, oh, I don't eat much sugar, because they're thinking of actually the bowl in the cupboard and how much they spoon into their drinks and that sort of thing. You need to become aware of how much sugar is in everything. It's in your bread. It's in your soup. It's in ketchup. It's in salsa. It's in baked goods, obviously. It's in places you wouldn't think that sugar would be. And so really become aware of how much sugar is in your diet. And there's lots of different ways that you can help to break that. Especially the summer is one of the easiest times to do that, because there's so much natural sweetness around us, the berries and the fruits. All of those things are going to be coming ripe between now and the early fall. And if we could get away from sugar and replace it with those things right now, the transition will be a lot easier for people.
Well, some people are of the opinion that we actually shouldn't eat fruit either, that it contributes to that sugar addiction. So what have you found about that?
I am more of a everything in moderation sort of proponent. That when someone is trying to to get rid of their addiction to sugar, the fruit, having fruit there makes it a lot easier. Not a lot of people can actually go cold turkey on sugar, especially because, first of all, it is in everything. If someone wants to do that, I'm all for that. But I'll tell you what, and this will also prove that there is a chemical addiction to sugar. If you were to go cold turkey on sugar today, by, what is it today, Tuesday, by Friday you'd probably feel like you had the flu or you got hit by a truck because you'd be seriously in withdrawal. You'd have headaches, you'd be grumpy, you'd have muscle aches, you'd have all of those physical symptoms that are associated with a chemical withdrawal. And other chemicals that we've become addicted to, obviously caffeine. Coffee is the number one consumed beverage in the world. And followed very closely by tea. Now, the thing about tea, actually, I think tea is number one, but coffee is North America's sort of favorite. The thing about tea is, depending on the kind of tea that you drink, there's lots of nutrients that come with it. Coffee tends to be, when people are coffee lovers, they tend to drink the coffee, but they also put the cream and the sugar in it. And there are some studies that suggest that coffee has some health benefits, but I would be cautious about the amount of coffee. And my test for are you dependent on something is, can you live without it? And I think, Jennifer, I even spoke with you about that. When we were together, I was starting to feel as if I was becoming a little too dependent on my morning cup of tea. So I've stopped that now because I don't like a food to sort of control me. I like to be in charge of what I eat when. So those are things. Other things people might not even be aware of are the chemicals in the foods that we eat when they're not natural foods. And we don't know. People, you know, the labs that create these frankenfoods tell us that they're harmless, but they haven't been around long enough for us to know that. So I'm very cautious about preservatives and chemical flavorings, and there's lots of research that suggests different food colorings can affect mood and cause headache and that sort of thing. So it's about becoming aware of what we eat and why we eat it, and as often as possible, just choose natural foods.
So aside from looking at our sugar intake, what else can we do to change our food habits?
Well, in terms of trying to create a cleaner diet, if you could focus, and again, summer is one of the easiest times of year to do this, if you focus on eating foods that come from the tree, are plucked from the ground, or if you enjoy eating meats and eggs and that sort of thing, try to get organic as often as possible to minimize the amount of chemicals that are in the foods. If you have to, you know, create a very, very clean diet and do most of your own food preparation yourself, you'll probably find within a very short period of time, not only will you start to feel better in your clothes, you probably have more energy, and you'll start to crave those natural foods versus the chemical foods that you've had in the past.
So what about people that are eating for reasons other than nutrition and energy?
Well, there's definitely an emotional component to eating, and, you know, 60% of North Americans right now are overweight or obese, and the number for children is about 25%. And I've read different experts say that about 75% of those people who are overweight actually have an emotional connection to food. So if you eat when you're having an emotion, whether that's a sad emotion, you're fearful, you're angry, you're frustrated, you're worried, you're not happy where you are in your life, or even a joyous emotion, almost hyper emotion. Anytime that you're drawn to food as a result of an emotion, which obviously comes from something that came in your life, something happened in your day that triggered a thought that triggered an emotion, and the next thing you know, you've downed a bag of cookies. Anytime that happens, you've got an emotional connection to food, and the only way that you can break that connection is work on your emotional issue, whatever that is. And there's lots of experts like you, Jennifer, who can help people figure out how to release, you know, work through, as we just said, you know, be a detective and figure out what the trigger is, Or if that doesn't work, just release it, let it go, and break that emotional connection to food. And as I said, 75% of people who are overweight have some sort of an emotional connection to food, so it's not rare at all.
My sense is, too, as you're talking, that we kind of, a lot of us can reach that point where we actually don't know when we're truly hungry versus just being called to eat. And I feel like, and I don't know that this is necessarily true, although I feel like I maybe read it somewhere, that the chemicals that we are putting in our body completely tamper with our circuitry such that we lose that natural set point that we all have to know when we're truly physiologically hungry.
Intuitively, that makes sense. I haven't read studies that, that say that. I have read studies that show that artificial sweeteners actually cause people to gain weight because your brain is fueled entirely by glucose. So, and that, now people are saying, oh, well, then I need my sugar. Okay, glucose comes in all sorts of carbohydrates, not necessarily refined sugar that you, you know, buy in a bag. So you're going to get carbohydrates from your whole grains, from fruit, from vegetables. You're going to get your carbohydrates anyway. But your body is fueled on glucose. And so if you start to drink a diet pop that's sweetened with aspartame or something like that, your brain is going to say, okay, well, that was good, but it wasn't glucose, so now I want glucose. And in a battle of wills between your brain and your willpower, your brain will win 100% of the time. So you think you're maybe fooling your taste buds with the with an artificial chemical. Oh, yeah, that was sweet. That was satisfying. But you're not fooling your brain. And your brain will then say, okay, now I need glucose.
Boy, that brain is smart.
Oh, and it's programmed to survive. It's you know, in some ways it's very evolved, but in some ways it's very, very basic. And its role is to survive. So, yet you're not going to win that one.
Makes sense. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing more about how we can release weight and or get fit. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back in a moment.
You dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Welcome back. Thanks for staying with us today for our special show with Lisa Petty. Before the break, we were talking about food and glucose and the brain and all kinds of interesting information to really support you in getting into shape, which is more than just diet. But food is such an important part of getting into shape, right, Lisa?
Absolutely.
So I have to share with you, it really struck me when we were in person a little while ago at a meeting, and people kind of get on you because you're fit, you know, you're tiny. I mean that in a nice way, you know, you're fit and you're look way younger than your physical age and, you know, living life and really walking the talk. And people make comments to you about what you, or, you know, how come you're able to stay the size that you are. Mm-hmm. And your response was, well, I have the same choices as you do every day of what I put in my mouth.
Yes.
And I thought that was a very profound statement. Like, that really, you know, kind of stuck with me because it is true.
Well,
we all are faced with the same opportunities of eating a jelly donut or, I don't know, eating an apple.
Exactly. And thank you for saying it was profound because it came from a place of frustration. Because, you know, it was almost as if I was getting judgment from people. What mm-hmm. what would you know about being overweight? Look at you. And I was like, well, look at my plate. Look at your plate. We have the same, you know, buffet in front of us here. And I made different choices. And you could have made the same choices. So it's accountability. And we didn't talk about that in the beginning. But as important as it is to love your body first, you must also be accountable to yourself and to your body. And that's... That is, I know, Jennifer, the way that you operate as a coach as well. You have to be accountable to yourself, and you have to be committed to yourself. And if you're not going to make these choices for yourself, then who are you going to make them for?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you know, every time you eat, you have a choice about what you're going to put into your body. And it's you know, people think that it's deprivation, and it's not. I eat some of the most delicious food. And do I occasionally have a treat? Absolutely, I do. But I find that first of all, food is changing so much now that all of those things that we used to love as a kid, even the chocolate bars that, you know, were my favorites as a kid, I've tasted them now, and they don't taste the same because the food companies have figured out a way to make them all cheaper,
mm-hmm.
and they're not real food anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very selective when I'm going to have a dessert. It better be darn well worth it in terms of the calories and the sugar and the fat and everything. It better be delicious, and it better be real food. Otherwise, it's just not worth it to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I better have whipped cream on it, too, because I absolutely love whipped cream. So there you go. There's my little decadent treat.
Yeah. And I love the concept, though, of the accountability and making a choice. And that's not to be harsh with folks, you know, to be in a blaming or judging or shaming place.
Mm-hmm.
We can really spin into this whole, this is what happened in my childhood, or this was a mm-hmm. trauma that I experienced, or a lot of women, you know, especially women will talk about, oh, it's my thyroid or whatever it is. But at some point, it does come down to the number and quality of calories that we're putting into our body and how much of those we're expending throughout the day.
And
so,
even when it comes...
And then there's all this other information out there. There's so many ways. You know, like, it is actually very exhausting. I can imagine someone who's in a place that's really desperate to let go of the weight once and for all. there's so many different options. How do they choose? Like, what is essential for releasing weight?
There's a lot of options for people, and even that, even the, well, it's my thyroid. You know what? You have choices there as well. You can, if you go to a doctor with a thyroid problem, I promise you the doctor will give you a pill. I promise you, because that's what they do. And for some people, that is the emergency solution that you need right now. But there's a lot of things that you can do to support the health of your thyroid if you work with other people or, you know, get in front of your computer and do some research. There's a lot you can do to support your thyroid in terms of when you eat, how you eat, what supplements you take, that kind of thing that will maybe minimize the amount of drugs that you have to be on. Or for some people who catch a thyroid problem before it becomes a medical issue, you can support your thyroid back to health. So it's about accountability and responsibility, again, for how you feel and how you want to show up in the world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So what are some, you know, what's one last piece of advice you can give folks to really, you know, make a difference as far as getting in shape?
Eat breakfast.
Okay.
And eat a really good
breakfast. Did you want some time to think about that?
It's so important for people. You know, it's another thing that will help you sleep better at night is if you take in a good breakfast. And I just read some research the other day on protein and muscle wasting, actually. And the research said that most people protein load at dinner. So they'll have about 65 grams of protein at dinner. But the researchers determined that your body can only use about 30 grams of it.
Mm.
So it's wasted protein, basically. So the researchers suggested actually breaking up your protein throughout the day. And that this just supports all sorts of other research about balancing blood sugar levels and, you know, controlling the amount of glucose that goes into your bloodstream at any time so that you don't get that roller coaster thing that happens where you eat and you're high and then you crash and you're exhausted, so you eat again and then you're high and all that sort of thing. So have protein throughout the day, but make sure that you start your day with some good quality protein. If you wanted to have, you know, yogurt with granola and some berries on it, that would be awesome. And be creative about breakfast, too. People say, oh, I don't like eggs. I don't like breakfast food. Okay, well, have last night's dinner. You know, there's no rule about what you eat when. Those are social constructs we all made up. If you want to have, you know, some chicken and some salad for breakfast, go have it. You know, it would be a fabulous way for you to start your day. So just make sure you get your protein and your carbohydrates and fiber, because that's also going to make you feel full longer, and then you're not going to eat as much.
I love that. Oh, you crack me up, Lisa. It's been such a joy to have you on today. We could really talk forever, and it probably would really serve us actually to have you on again in the near future to just expand on this even more.
Fabulous.
In the meantime, I know you're offering health and lifestyle coaching, and you also have your radio show, and people can find out about both at lisalive.ca.
Yeah.
And thank you to all of you for being with us today and joining in the conversation. It's been wonderful to share this beautiful, sunny summer day with you. I wish you all a wonderful rest of your day and your week, and look forward to touching base with you next week. Namaste.
You've been listening to Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose expert, here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Jennifer each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path. To find out more about Jennifer Longmore, visit her on her site at souljourneys.ca.